Parsha talks about the Melchama with Sichon Melech Emori, like such an arichus that they wanted to travel through. Sichon didn't let, but he came and saw the Ficheret. Before that, if you just wanted to mention, if you look at the Arichas over here, it's like a whole history. A whole history that Zichon Moiri took Eretz Moyov with the borders. What exactly was Eretz Moyov? What exactly? So the pshat is because the Gemara says that Eretz and Klal Yisrael was also to start up with Amun Moyov. They were also to start up with Amun Moyov. Al Kotzirbom. Now they take their land. So what happened was Sichon Melech Amori made a Melchama with Amun Moyov, captured their land, and then Klal Yisrael took it from Sichon. So it was mutter. The Gemara says in Chulin, Amun Moyov tiaru v'Sichon. That's what it means. It was halacha. Amun Moyov tiaru v'Sichon. Can't touch their land. Sichon captured. It was Eretz Sichon. That's the whole arichas. If you go through the pesukim, it's like a long arichas with all the land and all the borders. That was the point. The point was every piece of land that Klal Yisrael took was that one part was Eretz Moyav. It was all what Sichon took. So we say in the Kili Yodim Chasdoi, also in Eretz Lanachlo Kili Yodim Chasdoi, Nachlo Yisrael Amoy. Going on the Melchama. What's the double lashon? What's the arutz of the Nachla? Kiliyoyim Chasdei Nachla Yisrael Amay. So the Chesed is the second one. Yisrael Amay. So what's the first one? That's an arutz of the Nachla. So it could be that the first one is the Melchama Sichon. There's a whole dray to get at the Klal Yisrael. First, it had to be a Nachla to Sichon. It had to go from Amun Moyav to Sichon. That's not an art from the Nachla to set it up. And now, Nachla Yisrael Amay. But each, the Kili Yolam Chasdi is for each one. Each one has a Kili Yolam Chasdi. So, a few Nakudas, starting from the end, we have that after they traveled from Har Hor, it says, "Vatikzar nefesh ha'om ba'dorech." Tikzar. They had a torech haderech. Vayidaber ha'om be'elokim v'moyshe. Lomo he'elizonu mi'yitzrayim lomos ba'midbor ein lechem ein mayim v'nafshenu kotzo b'lechem ha'kloikel. They were complaining about the mon. Unbelievable. Rashi says, "What's lech?" They called it a lechem ha'kloikel. Rashi says, "Hamon was nivla be'ivorim." They didn't have to use, there was no tzoyah, there was no bathroom with the money. And they said, it can't be, it's chashoshes, it's going to stay in us, we're going to get sick from it, etc., etc. Yeshilu d'isho, shemach nizveinim. The mon was, the Medrash says it was lechem mishamayim. It was lechem shel malochim. It's a ruchli yistik of food. It was toyim any time you wanted. One man diyom a tam a moshon. They didn't have to go travel to get it. No shopping, Erev Shabbos. Everything was right there. I mean, you complain. The Rambam says in his Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos in Perek Chelek. He says he goes through different types of people in Derech HaLimud. Some people like this type of limud, that type of limud. And the Rambam says, for someone who likes more the shidchiyas, without being yoyreid to the oimek of each thing, he says, do not learn my sefer. Don't learn the Pirush HaMishnayos. I didn't write it for you, and it'll be mazik you, says the Rambam. they come out with crazy things. You know, he says, because there are certain things in Ruchnius and Torah, he's writing in Torah, that are on a high level. If you're holding by understanding it, and you know what it's about, and you're willing to work, then you'll get it. If not, it'll be massive. And he brings the pasuk in this week's parasha, you see, by the mon. How could they complain that it was lechem akaloikel? The answer is, if you're holding there and you realize what it is, in a ruchnius the kafu with the milas, it's the best in the world. But if you're not interested in it, not just you want to appreciate it, it'll be massacre you. Lechem akaloikel, it'll be massacre. The same food, the exact same food. For these people, it's great. And for other people, it's not good. It's not good. It brings the pasuk of Nafshenu Kotz of Lechem HaKlokel Rambam brings to the Tzach. It's here. For some people, Shabbos is unbelievable. Wait a whole week for Shabbos. Oinig Shabbos, Mirah Shabbos. Everything about Shabbos is, if you know what Shabbos is about, and we could reach on Shabbos, what it does for us, we know a little bit in the Shema Yisera. You have to learn us as far as Shabbos. You learn what it's about, and you get into it. It's Olam Haba. It's the main. But if you don't, it's not main Olam Haba. It's not main Olam Haba. Yeah, it's painful. And you're waiting till Shabbos is over, the first minyan. You start getting itchy shalosh of this as soon as the. Everything in Torah is like that way, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam builds it from that possible. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Nechosh Masrofim, that was the punishment, by Yispal al Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to take a Nechosh Nechoshes, Sim Oysa al Anes, on a pole, V'ro Oysa V'chai. That was the refuah. They would look with Re'iyah or Habota, like Rashi says, to Oifanim, Rashi's Meirich, they would be Mabit in the Nochash HaNechoshes, and that was the refuah. And that was the refuah. They were healed. It says a Loshen, V'hoya kol HaNoshoch, V'ro Oysoi V'chai. V'hoya is a Loshen of Simcha. Right? Vayihi is a Loshon of Tzar, Vahoya is a Loshon of Simcha. Why is it a Loshon of Simcha? Vahoya kol anoshoch, what was the Simcha? What was the Simcha? Why? Because there was a refuah. It would have been better if they weren't bitten. All of a sudden, everyone who got bitten was very happy. Why not? That's the refuah. Vahoya kol anoshoch. The answer is because it's pshat is, I saw this pshat one somewhere, I don't remember where, that anyone who was noshuch, if they looked at it, they were healed, but not only from the snake bite. They were healed from anything. Any machala that they had, they were healed. It was a refuah. So you had people that had other illnesses and other sicknesses who also got bitten by the noshuch. And it was a tsar gadol, complaining. Besides everything else, all the other tsars that I have, that I'm not well, I also have the Neshichas HaNochash. But then, by the refuah, they healed everything. So you're lucky that you got it. So it's a simcha. They had a simcha. That's the Vahoya. The ones who were bitten, at the end of the day, were better off. Better off than the ones who weren't. The ones who weren't bitten, it didn't help to look. It didn't heal other things. But when it healed everything. It's a Loshon of Simcha. It's a Loshon of Simcha. So, the Mefarshim Yisga Kasha, the Mishnah says, where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, V'chinochosh Meimis Umachaya. They looked at the Nochosh, V'chinochosh Meimis Umachaya, Kasha. Mishnah Megillah, yeah? Mishnah at the end of Megillah, V'chinochosh Meimis Umachaya. Ella calls man she saw mustakun klapi mailum shabdim is libum lavian shabashamayim. They were nirpin, they were healed. Are you misrapin? Vim lav? Are you nimoikin? So, right, everyone knows the Mishnah. If you don't know the Mishnah, then I would say the song, but the only player doesn't know it either. Anyone? It's one of the Pirkeis. It's one of the Pirkeis. I don't know if it's a London Pirkei. I have to think it is. I think it is. No, there's no one here familiar with the London Pirkeis, huh? Akoponim, the Mishnah there says two things. It says it by Milchomas Amolek. It says, by Milchomas Amolek, it says, V'hoya ki yorim Moshe es Yodov, Klal Yisrael would win. Frek the Mishnah, V'chi Yodov shel Moshe oisois Milchoma. Up, they win. El Eloi Melecho kol zman sho Yisrael m'shavdi v'slibom l'ashamayim. They would win. V'sim klapi mailo. It says they're both things. You have to look at the Mefarshim if you're wondering why is it in Maseches Megillah, but it's there for a reason. Because it's Alt Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona. The more there is in the Sugi is a Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona. So, say something else about Kavona. But Akol Ponim, the Mishnah says two things. One is by the Melchom and one is by the Chash HaNechoshes. By the Melchom it says, V'chiyodav shal Moshe oisois Melchoma elo loy maloch. El Eloi Maloch calls man. By the Nechoshes, it doesn't say El Eloi Maloch. It doesn't say El Eloi Maloch. It just says, Elo calls man Shah Yisrael Mstakin Klavi Maid. That's a diak of the Torah Tamimo. That's a diak of the Torah Tamimo. So he wants to say the Torah Tamimo that Milchoma is not a one-time thing. We're going to have Milchomas always. So the lesson that was learned from Amalek, that it's not Yodom Shel Moshe, that's Menatzeach. That's a limud l'dayrus. So it's Loi Malacha, take this limud with you for dayrus. He says, the Nechash and Nechoshes, that was a one-time thing. In the Midbar, this Oynish, this is what healed them. There's no limud from the l'dayrus. This is just what happened. Hashem came by Melchamas Amalek, in Melchoma, there's always been milchamas. This is a mahalach in milchama, the shabda mislibum. That's the pshat of the Torah Tamimah. However, Chaim Loshen, here's a mokum to say over a famous Chaim Loshen. Chaim Loshen has a famous yisoid in Shar Gimel, Perik Yud Beis. On the Indian of Ein Oid Milvada, and it's tied into this parsha that I'm saying. He's going on the Indian of Ein Oid Milvada. It's good to see it if you have never seen it. And he says, talks about the Gemara of Chanina that he saw Kshofim with, and he said Ein Oid Milvada, and he was protected. That Kishuv could not have any koyach on him. That Kishuv cannot have any koyach. And Reb Chanina, and he says like this. He says, "What's the klal? Ube'emes, who inyan gadol uskula niflo, lahoser ulavatel me'alov kol dinim v'ritzoynos achirim shelo yuchlu lishloy boy, v'layase shum roishim klal." Is a skula niflo for a person to be removed and be mevatel any dinim or ritzoynos achirim. Anything in the world or another person that is causing him harm or set up to harm him, there's a skula to get it all off and away. What is the skula? Kishah Odom Kaveh Beliboy Lemon. Aloy Hashem Huho Elohim Ho Amiti, the Ein Oid Milvada Yisborach, Shum Koyach Bo'olam. The Kol Olam is Klal, Vakol Moli Rak Achduse Aposhet Yisborach Shemoy. Umevatel beliboy, bittel gomor. Bittel, this is a bittel belief. Is mevatel beliboy, bittel gomor. The einoy mashkiach klal al shum koyach. That means he sees a bad thing, a dovara, and he says, this has absolutely no koyach and no ability to do anything unless Hashem wants. Everything's rotzon Hashem. This is rotzon Hashem. Hashem doesn't want, it's not going to do anything. But Bottle. It becomes bottle. Umishabed, umedabed. You have to, it's more than it. You have to mean it. not just an amira bepe. It has to be believe boy. That's why it's a believe boy. Without the lave, it's nothing. This is the he's meshabin medabek torah machshavti rak laodon yochid boruchu. The meila, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring about she is batlu me olav kol akoychos v'horitzoyno sheva oylam shelo yuchlu lifoil boy klal. This is the famous skula of the mice and the Zman of the Goyim. There was a Melchoma, they shot a missile, and it fell into the Goyim shul, came into the roof, missile. And it came halfway in, didn't come all the way in, it got stuck like in the roof, and was afraid it was going to explode. It was on the way down, it was still coming down. And the Goyim said, bottle, bottle, bottle. And it stopped. Didn't continue coming in. It didn't explode. That was a bit. This is kind of, I was once in the airport, coming back from Chutz Lo'ar Teretz Yisrael, and there was a race there with a wagon, with like 8-9 big fat suitcases going through, and on the outside of on the suitcases it said big letters and tape, Ein Oid Milvadoi, Ein Oid Milvadoi, Ein Oid Milvadoi. All the suitcases. So it's a good thing the customs did not know about this of Chaim Lashon. You can imagine what he had in the suitcases. Yeah, he didn't want to get stopped by customs. Hey, he was going over, Einoid Novadoi, Einoid Novadoi. And he made it through. They didn't chapo. So he brings down at the bottom like this. In the Haggah, says Rukhaim Loshu. He says, the mission of Rosh Hashanah, Asay lecha soro fechinofash nochash memes umechaye, elav ezman shisol mestakim klapi mailo vachulu. So there's a ha'orah that the Mephoreshim asks. They ask, if anyway it was not a refuah hativi, it wasn't a tevadik refuah. Looking at the nochash, not only wasn't it a refuah hativi, the Ramban here is Mayrich. The Ramban says, he says, it's Yodua, the Sifrei Harafua, that if someone, Lamashal, gets bitten by a wild, dangerous animal, it's a sakola for him to look at that animal. The Ramban says it's Yadua B'Sifrei Harafua. If he sees a picture of it, or something, anything to relate to that, he could die from that bite. Ramban says it's Yadua. So, the ones who were bitten by the Nechash and Nechoshes, to look at him, if anything, he says the Ramban, it was a nes. But it definitely was not in any which way. So Elamai, how did the refuah work? Like the mission says in Rosh Hashanah, that they were meshabed libum lavim shem hashemayim. So the shaila the mevoshim. So why do you have to make the whole nochash? Why do you have to make the nechoshes? Why do you have to make a nochash shel nechoshes on a pole and everyone should look? Just look up. Anyway, they didn't do anything. Just look up. Just look up. Meshabed libum lashemayim. Svasemis is the kasha, many is the kasha. What's the whole? Anyway, it was the refuah came because they were meshabed libum lashamayim. So Chaim Loshen answers. He says no. What does it mean meshabed libum lashamayim? What was the mahalach over here? He says they would be mistakil on hanochosh asor. They had to look at it, and they had to realize that is the koyach hara. That's what's going to kill us. The im kol ze bitluhu milibom. Bottle. The loy hishkichuhu al koyrach koychoy hanoyro. The mahalach over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted was you have to see the ra in your face and be mavatal it and say that has no koyach. Everything is retzayne shel Hashem Yitzborach. And the mele that through looking at that the mishabe this libam was the bitl. The Shibdo is Libom, the Emes Rak Lavim Shema Shamayim Levad. Then they were Misrape. That was the Pshat, the whole school of Chaim Loshen is in this week's Parsha in the Nechash and Nechoshes. Doesn't mean Mishabi the Libom, you don't know about any Ra. No, you see it. That's it. That's the bad thing. I'm a Vatalit. Has absolutely no Koyach. What the Abishta wants, Al Sins Rosh Hashem, he ends off, Vize Amitus Inyun Hamtokas. Many times you will see in Sfarim different things. It's called Hamtokas Hadinim. Mamtik Miloshim sweet. To sweeten up the dinim. For Hamtokas Hadinim. What does that mean? How are you Mamtik dinim? How are you Mamtik? Says the emes, this is Chaim Loshin says the emes pshat is that's how you mamtik din. When you see the rayim of atlet, it's all rotten Hashem. That is the pshat. He brings rayis from the Zoya Kedarkoi, v'chulu v'chulu, perikimul halacha yud beis. In the so in a sefer once that Rabdolov Salavetchik said over. He said over that in his family, the Brisk, he says, they lived by this Chaim Vloshon. They lived by it. And he said over, I'll tell you three stories. One from Reb Chaim, one from the Beis HaLevi, one from the Zun Reb Chaim, and the third one was from the Brisk Rav, his father. He said, I'll say it short. There was once a mice at the Beis HaLevi, he was the Rav of the city, and the tax collectors came to check all the stores. If they're paying taxes, what they would do is they would close off the road, no in and out, they go through every store. And there was one person who had a store who didn't pay a penny in his life taxes, and if he got caught, not pushed. So he didn't know what to do. He went, so they went halfway, the tax collectors, halfway down the street, they made a simon where they were up to, and they took a break for lunch. This guy ran to the Beis HaLevi, and he says, Rebbe, daven for me. There's no way, I don't even have what to answer. I'm just look at me, I'll get caught in a second. Beis HaLevi opened up Ruchai Bloshen. Perki Beis sat and lunch with him. Ein oid no vada. They had no koiches. Went it over, chazed it over. They came back to the store. So when the police, they finished the lunch break, they looked. And they got mixed up. When they put the simon down, they didn't realize that's where they were up to, Kilo, this house. They thought that's what, they did that already, starting from the next one. And they pushed and skipped over his store. Every store till there was checked. They skipped over his store and every store from there. That's a double set over Maisi at the Beis HaLevi. That was number one. Number two was the story of Chaim. When Chaim was a child, the Russian army wanted to inscript him, and they brought him down to the police station. They said he has a hazmona in a week to come down, and anyone who went to the Russian army was highly unlikely they'd remain from. They went for a few years, so he was being recruited. In that time, they didn't have, today they have, it's called the Tzeva Shachor, a special number that if the police arrest you, you dial that number, and you can have 100, 200, 300 Peleg Mafkinim come run down, make a machor, scream their heads off, and chase away the police, and it works. So they didn't have that then. They didn't have the Tzeva Shachor then. So when you were brought down, you were... So it says they didn't know what to do. So Reb Chaim said that his father, Reb Chaim, basically told him to sit down and learn over and over and over this Reb Chaim Loshon. Learn it over and over and hold by it. And he went. He did. He went into for the interview with Reis. They gave him a checkup and afterward, they just told him to go home. No reason, no explanation, until they do not know how. Didn't make sense. That was, and then there's another similar story with the Brisker Rav when he was running away from the Nazis. He was running away by one of the Milchamas, and he had a false passport. It was forged. People forged passports. And at the end, he almost got caught. He crossed the border, got through everyone, and then at the end, all of them, after they crossed, the soldiers started running after him. They said, hold on a second. They wanted something from him. And then they let him go. So he said to his family, he said, you should know, the whole trip from Aleph to Tov, I was thinking about nothing but this kind of lotion until we crossed the border. As soon as we crossed, and we started going, It's over. We made it. We made it through. Through every single inspection trip, I was thinking about the language. But as soon as we crossed the border, I stopped. And that's when that happened. That's when the soldiers started running after me, and I went back to Rakoponim. It's brought down, and they say, these three, where David said over these three stories, there's another Nakuda that's interesting to tell you a pshat I thought of. That right after the mice of the Nochash HaNechoshes, so it says, Klal Yisrael traveled, Ayisu Me'oivois Vayachnu Ye'eho Avorim, and they went to Nachal Zored. And they Vayachnu Me'ever Arnon. So there was a whole mice here with Arnon. Arnon is Gevul Moyov. The Pasuk says, Arnon, Rashi brings down that there was a big mace that happened, because the Moirim, they knew cloud, there were two big mountains and a small valley between them, and they knew you had to pass through. So they went up on top of the mountain, they made caves, and they hid in the cave, so if the soul goes down, they're going to kill them. That's what the Emoyim did. Kodesh Baruch Hu made an edim. I think the Gemara says that when the Anani Yaakovit came, so the Anani Yaakovit used to fix, make everything straight. But over here, there were two mountains. One of them was this, they were opposite each other. One had caves, and the other mountain had protrusions of rocks, protrusions in the mountain. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought them both together, and the parts of the mountain that were sticking out fit into the other one, and it killed them all. Killed all the goyim. He killed all the goyim. The more brothers of Daphne and Dalit brings it down. Daphne and Dalit, the sugya about Mokum Shosanes, you have to make a broch. So it says there that Klal Yisrael, this big, big nace happened, they didn't even know about it. They didn't know about it. Amar Kodesh Boko, Mimoydi Elohim. Mimoydi Elohim. So, well, they bring down the Gemara here. Loi havi chulu. So it says the Be'er went through the Nachal. This Be'er, the Be'er Shel Miriam that came back, went through the Nachal, and the water brought up all the dead bodies and Evorim from the Evorim. They saw this an army, a dead army, chopped up into pieces. Then they chat what happened. So, but how do they know about this? So the Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says, Al Ken Ye Omar B'Sefer Melchamos Hashem. Rashi says, Kishemesapim, when they tell over about the Melchamos Hashem, Es Vohev B'Sufo, Ve'es HaNecholim Armor. What's Vohev B'Sufo? So the Gemara says in Brochois, Es Vohev is the name of people. There's a person named S and a person named Vohev. S Vohev. They were two Mitzayroim. And because they were Mitzayroim, they couldn't be in the Machne. So they went in the back of the Machne. So after the Klal Yisrael went through the mountain, they went over the mountains. They didn't know everything that happened. The Be'er was behind them. The Be'er brought up all the bodies. No one knew about it except them. They saw it and they ran and they told Klal Yisrael about the Nes. That's, you have to know who these people are. It's S for Hev. It's fascinating. They were two Mitzayroim. They couldn't be in the Machne. Probably wondering why they were stuck behind. They were the ones out of the Machne. What are they doing there? Everyone else is in the Machne. S for Hev were out. They were out of the camp, tagging behind everyone. Why do they deserve this? Okay, I don't know. Maybe they spoke Lashon Hara. I don't know. It doesn't say why they had, where they got their tzaras from. It doesn't say. But they were two Mitzvah, but at least now they learned they were there for a reason. They were out of the Machna for a reason, a very, very important reason, because they were the ones who Madir Klal Yisrael Menes, and the whole Shira, was right afterward, the big Shira on the Shira Sabair. It was the Shi'as, Yoshi Yisrael's Hashi'as, where they found out about this mace. A person never knows why he is where he's supposed to be at that time, at that place, but you're there for a reason. Right? You're there for a reason. So number one, by Koirach. It says, Koirach wanted to be a Kohen Gadol. He wanted to be Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. Whatever he did, Noiseren wasn't enough for him. He wanted to be Lefnai V'Lefnim. Him, his kids, wanted to bring his kids in. And what happened at the end? He got killed. But it says, the Medrash says that by B'nai Koirach, on the way down, they did Tshuva. And a Mokoyim Nisbatzer Lohem B'Gehenim. There's a certain mokoy on the Pesach of Gehenim that saved them. That's where they are. And they are there saying Shira. They're saying Shira over there on the Pesach of Gehenim. Many prokim and tehillim are from B'nai Koirach, the Shira of B'nai Koirach Shaloi Mesu. This is one medrash. I once saw from a Mishneir, he says, Moriti Gazach. He said, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? They thought that they didn't want to be the people in the back. They wanted to be in the front row with the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's where they wanted to be, Oved Hashem. They may have good intentions, big aspirations. It was not right. But they wanted to be Oved Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadosh, not anywhere else. So what was the Mida Keneged Mida? That at the end, they were in Ekveld, in the furthest place, the Pesach Shel Gehenna. Probably the furthest place you can get from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they're saying Shira. Till now, no one was saying Shira on the Pesach Gehenna. We need someone to say Shira on the Pesach Gehenna. A lot of problem till. So the Mida Keneged Mida was, wherever you are, that's where your job is to say Shira there. You have a Tafkin and you have a Tachlis over there. You don't have to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He says Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim, I think it's Tehillim Mem Ches. It says, Lamatzech Levnei Koirach, one of those, from B'nai Koirach. It says, Dimisi Elohim Chasdecho Bekerev Heicholecho. I thought that I can only see the Ches of Hashem Bekerev Heicholecho. We have to be Bekerev. We want to be, and the next Pasuk says, Nein, Al Kein, it says, Bekatzvei Oretz, any we you are in the Oretz. This is also, that was the meaning. That was a Vohev. S Vohev. They were the two Mitzvah. Voisai, that's one shot. The Gemara in Brochus, Daf Nun Dalet says, on this Pasuk. Of S Vohev. There's another Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. It says like this, Darshan this Pasuk. Al Kein Yoimar. Alkein Ye Omer, but Sefer Melchamas Hashem is talking about learning. Melchamta Shel Torah. What's Vohev Besuf? It says the Gemara as follows in Kedushin. Afilu Ha'avu Benoi, Rav Talmid Shoyskin B'Torah, Bishar Echot, Nasim Oyavim Zelazeh. If it's a real Melchamta Shel Torah, they become Oyavim, they fight. Otherwise, if you're not fighting, it's not a Melchamta Shel Torah. The Einam Zozim Yishom, but at the Besoif they'll become Oyvim Zelazeh. Shenemar Es Vohev Besufo Al Tikri Besufo Elo Besoifo. A Loshon of Avo will be Besoif. So the feeding one Kedushin, this Pasuk of Al Kein Yom Hashem Es Vohev Besufo is talking about the Mahalach of Melchamta Shel Torah. That by Melchamta Shel Torah, if it's a proper Melchama, it'll start off as Nasim Oyevin, it'll be safe, and at the end, Nasim Oyevin Zelazeh. It's interesting, the two different Divrei Agada v'Jewish on the same Pasuk, that are Rochoik Mizrach Mimayrev. There's one Jewish that is talking about two Mitzvahiroim at the end of the Machane, that saw the bear. There's another Jewish that it's going on Melchamta Shel Torah, okay. Shivim Parim LaTorah, Kipati Shifoitzit Sela. You can have many different Jushim. Does it have to be connected? But usually in the Oymik, there's always, but I think over here, we found, Taka found what the connection is. Of course there's a connection. There's a Yalkut Shemoni in Tehillim a Yalkin Shemoni in Tehillim. It says, Tehillim Laman Hei, Le David Riva Hashem Es Yiribi. David says to the Eivishter, Yechob Nishkin Choyches, you fight my battles. Riva Hashem Es Yiribi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to David, it says over there, Omar Le David, Asoik B'Toyra, Va'ani Nilcham Al Chamo Yisecha. Go back to the Beis Medrash and you learn, and I'll take care of the Malchus. The Haftocha is, if you're learning Torah, if you're Oisik in Torah, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Nilcham. It means, it's a Madrega. What that means is, not just you'll have Siyata Deshmaya, you'll win the war, you'll beat the enemy. It means you don't have to do anything. What does it mean, Lech Asik B'Torah? Not on the battlefield. Asik B'Torah. There's a certain darg of just ignore the rest of the world, sit and learn. Abraham says, you pick. What do you want to do? You want to go fight the war? Go learn it out. It's on me. I'll take care of the Melchot. And the Medrash there says, that's this post, that's what David HaMelech was saying. The Chain Moshe Omar. Moshe Rabbeinu said the same thing. Al Kein Ye Omar B'Sefer Melchamos Hashem. It's Al Kein Ye Omar. Atem Asaktem B'Sefer Ani Nilcham Al Yideich. This is a Mefusha Medrash. The Mefusha Medrash that says that the Eibishter was saying, you're having a Melchamta Shel Torah. They wouldn't have advised them to understand. I'll take care of the rest. So Mamela, the two Jewishim of Es Vohav, is not only that it looks does not do with each other, it's Mashlim, it's Dover Echotum. Klal Yisrael did not lift a finger in this war, nothing. They didn't even know that it happened. He needed the two Mitzrayim to tell him at the end, oh, we just saw the bear, we just saw things that happened. How would they say it to that? It says, Mefu in the Medrash. Atem Asakta V'Sefer V'Ani Milcham Al Yideich. That's the Pshat, the Posh Pshat, that's the Kesher over here. I want to say one thing from the Haflow, because today is your site. Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, the Haflow, the Hamakmeh, Panam Yofas. So if we were learning Tzubas, I would say over Haflow, Kedushin, I would say over Hamakmeh. The Etzem is not an excuse, because you just say over anything from the Hagdomo, tied into any parsha in the Torah, from the Hagdomo of the Haflow or the Hamakmeh. Just pick a piece, 15 pages of the Vregoda. But I opened up the Panam Yofas. And the Panam Yofas says of Pshat, he's talking about the Mei Meriva. The boy said, the Oilem knows that the Chet of the Mei Meriva is one of my favorite parishes in the Torah. Every year we speak about it, the Chet of Mei Meriva. That was the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. But therefore they were not Zoichel Likonis Leretz Yisrael because of this Chet. And one reads the parasha, it's like a few psukim of the whole story here in detail. Mamish in detail. What Hashem said, Kachas Amatel, Dibartim El Aselah, Venosan Meimov, and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, Shimuno Hamoirin, Vayorim Es Moshe Es Yodoy, Vayikikos Aselah Pamayin, every. And then right afterward, Vayorim Hashem Al Moshe V'Aaron, Yana Shem Loihe, Mantim Bilak Nishemi. And then when one starts looking at the Rishonim, on the page, there's 10 Pshatim of the Rishonim, what was the Chet? And each one is Rochek Nizoch Mimar. The Rishonim, you get the feeling they could not figure out what was the Chet. And there's more than 10. There's 10 here on the page. Ramban brings down 4 Pshatim, Shlugs up 3. Ibn Ezra brings down 4 Pshatim, Shlugs up 3. And there's another 2. Or Chaim brings down 10, and he says, listen, the Ramban shlugged up 3, Ibn Ezra shlugged up 3, 6 down, 4 left, I'll take care of those. He shlugs up every single one, then he comes with his pshat. The Kliyoka comes with his pshat. It's the one chet that is full psukim, the Rishonim cannot figure out what the chet was. Putting it under a microscope, a nuclear microscope, they cannot, we look at the psukim with Rashi, everything's posh.
Everything's pashut.
We say it is so far. You just look. You look at the Rabban. Rabbi Nechlanel says the chet was because they didn't say shira. They didn't say shira. Oh, that's what's missing. There's no shira. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says because Moshe got angry. He was bekas. The Rambam says he was bekas. Shimu no amoyim. And he says if Moshe was bekas, that's a simon that Hashem must be bekas. Moshe doesn't do anything on his own. Moshe's bekas. It's a mirror reflection of the Eibishter. And David was not bekas. So Klal Yisrael thought Hashem is angry because when he wasn't. The Rabban's pshat, the Rabban argues on this. Every pshat, he says that can't be the chet, because if that was the chet, it wouldn't be shaykh to Aaron. He says, because Aaron akoyed loy ko'as miyomov. That's a statement. The Rabban says, Aaron akoyed loy chota miyomov. The Rabban's own pshat is because Moshe Rabbeinu said, on behalf of both, ha min ha-sela ha-zeh noitzi mayim. He forgot one word. One word, Hashem. Ve'ezus Hashem, yetz Hashem, noitzi Hashem mayim. It sounds like they're doing it. You see, you just go through the Rishonim. The Sforno says, because the chet was, by Moshe Rabbeinu using the man, it was a little bit in Moshe Rabbeinu should have been more mesiaches into the Eibishter. Using the matter was Moshe Rabbeinu got involved a little bit too much. The more the shliach gets involved, it's less mishalech. Matter hitting the stone, the ganze with dibur would have been purely there. They would have seen purely the Eibishter. We don't want Moshe Rabbeinu's involvement. That's mamaitanes. That's the sforno. I'll just tell you my favorite pshat. Me and the Chassam Sofer have the same taste. We both have a favorite pshat over here in the Meimor Ivro, which is the Sefer HaIkrim. The Sefer HaIkrim says, the chet was like this. Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we're thirsty, we have no water. What Moshe Rabbeinu should have done is, what did he do? He went to the Eibishter. What are you going to the Eibishter for? Moshe Rabbeinu should have gone to the rock and said, give water. The Yiddish kinder are thirsty, give water. Oh, you need the Eibishter? Moshe Rabbeinu can't do it on his own. Go to the rock. Tzadik goes and the Moshe Rabbeinu tells the rock to give water. It's like the opposite of this form. What are you involving the Eibishter in this form? Show Klal Yisrael who you are. Show Klal Yisrael what a Talmud Chacham is. What a Tzadik goes. Go over to the rock and say, give water. That's the safe record. When I say this over, I bring down the Maisa. The Nesivas once came to visit Rabbi Kivega. And Chassam Sofer was there. And Rabbi Kivega said to the Nesivah, Zogepis, he said a shtickle Torah. The Chassam Sofer, who was younger, he has some big kashas. And it was a little uncomfortable moment. Nesivah said a shtickle Torah. I mean, probably wasn't like we ask. I mean, we ask on the Nesivah, on the Makor Chai, but he's not here. Do what we want. Yeah? We can say what we want. Like I said, it's like when the Blades of Silver argued under Byron when he was in the coffin and he went over to the Oracle in Lakewood, BMG, and he started arguing with Byron. Anyone could do that. When he's dead, that's the only time he was able to argue with Byron. In his life, he couldn't. When he was buried, when he buried, he can't. But he hopped around, he probably pulled out his paper, all the stick and clothes in Byron. So we could argue, they're not here. But the Nesivas was there. It was an awkward moment for him. There was a Bocher in Yeshiva there. And Rabbi Kivega turned to the Bocher. He said, answer the kashas. And the Bocher answered the kashas. He answered the kashas of some seifers. So afterward, some seifers said he said, I want you to know something. That Bocher, there's no way in the world he could have answered the kashas. I don't think he understood my kashas. He doesn't have the courage to understand my kashas. So how did he answer? He said, because Rabbi Kivega said to him, answer the kashas. He said, you should know if Rabbi Kivega would have said to a rock, answer the kasha, the rock would have answered the kashas. The Bleib Le'egel brings down the story, and he says, and the Chassam Sofer was not exaggerating one iota. Don't think he was saying it Balashim, because there was no exaggeration. Rabbi Kivega would have said to the rock, answer the kashas. Rabbi Kivega said to the Bocha, answer. So if he'd say for Ikrim, to Moir the Kazakh. That was the chet. The Sefer Ikrim says, by the way, he says, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that, mimidas anovah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be go around to bossing around the rocks. I was telling him what this mimidas and the sanusoi, he didn't do it. But Lamaisa, he was less of a kiddush Hashem. They didn't get to see the koyach of the Talmud Chacham, the koyach of Torah. The Sefer Akedah brings this down. The Sefer Akedah is Yitzchak in Parshas, because he brings this down and he argues. He says, "Loi matzinu b'shum mokoyin shemidas ha'anova mevi lidechet." How could you say it was the midas anova Moshe Rabbeinu that brought the chet? He says, "Loi matzinu b'shum anova." The midas anova is not the is the top of every single midas. Says the Rama, "Loi matzinu b'shum mokoyin that midas ha'anova brings the chet." That's what the Akedah says. So yes, yes, you're right. On the Sefer Akedah, the Takoyis of Yom Kippur, and he is the kasha that's bothering you. Loi matzinu b'shum mokoyin. B'shum mokoyin, where do we find it? Loi matzinu b'shum mokoyin. The Gemara in Gittin, and the Sanusa shel Zecharya ben Avkula Zichri Vetz Beis Mikdash Shem. Pusha Gemara, and we spoke about it. One parsha. And the Sanusa de Zecharya ben Avkula, the big on-off. He went overboard, it was too much. So Yaakov Emden is arguing on the kasha of the Sefer Akedah on the pshat of the Sefer Eikrim. Sefer Eikrim says, yeah, Midas Hanova could bring a chet. Sefer Akedah says, Loi Matzinu, how can you say Loi Matzinu b'shum mokoyin? We once spoke about it, but I'm not answering. Sometimes I have to leave the oilim with a kasha. To answer the Akedah. Rakoponim. I wanted to say over something from the Haflo. Haflo says it's a pshat like this. He says, there would be Dargis and Kiddush Hashem over here. He goes with his mahalach. Everyone has their mahalach. You have to have your own mahalach. That's the high place name. You have to have your mahalach. So the Haflo says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to speak to the Sela, so why did he tell him to take the matin? What was the purpose of the matin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kachetz HaMatin V'Dibartim Al HaSela. So the Haflo says like this. The Haflo says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two types of Nisan. In general, there were two clothes. One is a pure Nis, that's not mislabish al hateva bechlav, just a Nis. That's a higher darga. It's a lower darga that it starts with b'derech hateva, and you don't always copy. And it's mislabish b'derech hateva. Which Nis does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for you? It depends on your madrega, where you're holding in Emunah. So he says like this, says the Haflo like this. If you remember in Parshas B'Shalach, it was also Klal Yisrael, was Vayitzomei Ha'om L'mayim. And there Moshe Rabbeinu hit it with a makeh. Hitting it with a mate, with a stick, that's closer to Derech HaTeva, even though it doesn't make sense. But you're smashing it, and somehow water came out, what's going on? Klal Yisrael was not holding on the Madrega for a higher Nes. But that was the beginning of the Midbar. This is after 40 years. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, hopefully now they are on that Madrega. They are on that Madrega. And what's this? You have to, Moshe Rabbeinu had to test them to see where they're holding. To see if they're holding on that Madrega. If they would be holding on the higher Madrega, you don't need the matter. Give water. The faucet opens up. The stick was a backup. Hashem told them to take the matter as a backup. In case they're not, use the matter. So comes Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, Shimu no ha-moyim. You think water is just going to come out of that rock? And he wanted to see what they're going to answer. What was Klal Yisrael's answer? They should have answered, yeah, why not? There's a difference in the Abish. Water comes from the sky, or water comes out of the rock. Yeah, it could come out. And it would have happened. If they would have answered that, water would have come out. But they were shaysik. They didn't answer that. So Moshe Rabbeinu at Fashtan, and they're not holding there. So we have to do the lower madrega of an S, of a matter. That's what he says. I said, what was the chet? So he says, the reason why they didn't get to that madrega is because Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit too tough with it. Shimon Noah Moirim was a lashon of kas. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was kas, and therefore, when you say something with kas, it's not miskabel. The Klal Yisrael didn't connect to that. He's angry. He's saying, Shimon Amon. If it would have been benichusa, Akubar, this is the pshat of the haflor. Okay, I want to say something to the haflor. I want to be where it's very similar, with a similar Nakuda, similar Indian. In the Sfas Emes, over here, maybe Tofresh Montes, it's Medaik the Loshan Apostle, the Nosan Meimov Le'enehem. What's Le'enehem? What's the Loshan Apostle? It says Dibartim. The pasuk says V'dibartim el asel le'inim. It's not le'inim. Something about the inim. Inayim. So he says like this. Sfasemes says that there's a medrash by Hogar. Right? There's a medrash. The pasuk says by Hogar. Hogar Avraham Avinu threw her out of the house. She was going in the midbar, and it says Vatifka Hashem es eineho. Vateira be'er mayim. Hashem opened her eyes and she saw be'er mayim. There's a medrash over there. Rabbi said, what does the medrash say? No, start you off. What? Okay, good. Omar Rebbe bin Yamin. You don't know the medrash. You will. Omar Rebbe bin Yamin. Omar Rebbe bin Yamin, Hakol b'cheskas sumin, ad sheyivka Hashem es eneim. Everyone is a suma until Hashem opens your eyes. Shenemar b'yivka Hashem es eneho, b'teiro be'er mayim. What does this Yudha man over here know the Medrash? Because he's a Boki in Medrash? No. I'm not saying he's not a Boki, I'm just saying that's not how he knows it. It's because there's a skula, if you can't find something, if you lose something, and you can't find something, you give tzedakah to Reb Meir Balanes. If you don't have a Reb Meir Balanes Pushka in your house, you will. They'll knock on your door, they'll give you one. You give tzedakah to Reb Meir Balanes, wherever it goes, and he's not alive, so it must go somewhere that's connected to him. And you say this medrash, and you have to say this medrash, Omar Rebbe bin Yamin. Hakol b'cheska sumin ad sheyivkach Hashem etzeinehem shenemar v'yivkach Hashem etzeineho v'teira be'er mayim. And you give the money, and that is the school to find anything that's missing. Okay, they're big into it in different families, I guess you lost a lot of things, and it works. In my house, we lost something, I don't remember when it was, something we lost we couldn't find, we're looking, and my kids say, Tati, because give money to him. I said, no, I'm not giving money to a Meir Balanes and saying, the skula, I'm going to show you we can find it without. We looked another 5 minutes, and we found it. So I saw my kids smiling. I said, what's so funny? They said, Mommy gave money. Mommy did this five minutes ago, Mommy did it. So I can't be machria now, which works better. But that's the skula. So says this Sfas Emes, a moir in the Kazakh. He says, what's the nakuda of this medrash? He says as follows, it's not just words. He says like this, Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin meroish. What every single person needs is right there by him. If a person has emunah, that it's right here, I just don't see it. I don't have to be mispalil that Hashem should create Yesh Mayayin and send me a Yeshua. It's here. The tefillah's open up my eyes. I know Hashem. I know you are Meichin U'mazmin. The story is from the Baal Shem. More than one. They were traveling when they left. When they left Mejbuz, they were going somewhere. And it was hot. One of the Talmidim was seriously thirsty. It was mamash dying of thirst. They didn't have water. They didn't know what to do. So the Baal Shem went over and said, are you minding that there's water somewhere here, and Hashem could just open your eyes and see it? There's water somewhere. They're in a midbar. Where? He says, I'm maimin 100%. They walk another few feet, and there's a bear. Bear shall maim. Bear shall maim. A lot of stories like that from Hashem and others, not only that. Klausenberger Rebbe. So from the Klausenberger Rebbe, when he was on the death march. I heard this from people who heard it. Ishmi Piyash from the Klausenberger Rebbe. He was in the death march with the Nazis. People were dying of thirst. And he said, similar thing. There's mayim. We have to daven. The Eibusha should be show it to us. And he said to them, start digging. And where they were, they started digging and they found the water. Anyway, so says the Sfas Emes, but it only works if you maimin. If you maimin, a person needs a shidduch. You know how many stories of shidduchim? People are looking there, all over, and listen, all of a sudden it's in your backyard. So many times, the bocha tells, I can't get someone down the block. Or it's there, I didn't see it. Bocha, more than once, there's a South African bocha. He says to me, Rebbe, should I go back to South Africa? I told him we should go back to South Africa for the shidduch. He says to me, Rebbe, I know every single girl who's available, who could fit, who went to a yeshivish seminary that could fit. I met every single one, and we went through them, and there's no one. Are you still telling me to go back? I said, yes. Guess what? I said, no, there's one day, just in front of them. Kodesh Baruch has to be Magala Ineim. It's like that way with Parnosa. It's like that way with Parnosa. Someone told me not so long ago, not very recently, that he had an issue with his business, went bad, and he had to sell it. He wasn't doing well, he had to sell it. And because he had to sell it, he couldn't, people were not buying for what it was worth. He was going to lose a lot of money, and it would cost him a lot more chavis. He was going for like a half a year trying to work out with lawyers and find the best way to sell it. And one day he's davening in shul, and someone like two benches back, he davens in the shul. The guy went over to me. Yesterday he saw he was like davening very seriously. He was davening very seriously. I guess more seriously than usually, than a normal balabas daven. So he said, "Just want to ask you if everything's okay." He said, "No, I'll tell you the truth. The seller." So the guy says to me, I'm amish looking for that. I'm amish looking. How come you never came over to me? I'm looking. I can use it and paid the full thing. And he told me the story. He was telling about the issue. I said, but there's something else over there. He said, it's there. It's Mukhar Mazum. How many times a person goes Lach Meyav Esrim and he sees all the troubled times, the difficult times in his life? It was right there. The Chavrusa was right there. The Shidduch, the Panatsa was right there. Says the Sfas Emes. The rest you'll look up. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to realize that that was the limud le'einayim. If they would have been on that madrega of Emunah, they would have seen it. You believe it's right here, any rock could do it. But he has his mahalachot, so they weren't holding on that madrega, so it didn't mamash work. The Rebbe said that Adam should have a good convention.